This is John Walden. In Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament, the Lord accuses his people of being rebellious against him, and he questions or talks to them about the questions which they are asking against him in their rebellion, and then he shows them where they are wrong, shows them what is wrong with them. They can't see they're wrong. This is often the case. People are not willing to admit their sin. It's hard to get an unsaved man to see that he is a sinner and that he needs Christ. And even after we receive Christ as Savior, it's hard to get a Christian to believe that there are things in his life which are not right. But God is very strict about these things. He tells us very plainly that sin grieves him, and it must be set right. Now, one of the things that Malachi was used of the Spirit of God to rebuke in these people was their utter selfishness. This is what he says in the first chapter and verse 10. Who is there, even among you, that would shut the doors for naught, for nothing? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. These people were serving the Lord, but they were serving the Lord for a very selfish reason. He said, none of you is willing to shut the doors of the temple unless you're paid for it. None of you is willing to kindle a fire on the altar unless you're paid for it. I don't expect anyone who has never been born of God to understand what I'm talking about just now. You don't love the Lord. You couldn't possibly understand what I'm talking about. You see, if you don't receive Christ for your Savior, your motives for anything that you do that might seem to be righteous, your motives are bad. Well, how can this be? Well, let me ask you this. You're trying to live a good life. Why? Because you're expecting to be saved for it. You're expecting that God will give you something in the place of it. You're expecting that when you live a righteous life, you'll benefit in some way as a result of this, either in receiving something for this life or something for the life to come. But salvation is a free gift. And if you receive God's free gift, then there should be a response in your heart. And you should do what you do for the Lord out of love to Him, not for what you get out of it. Anyone who has been really born of God has a love in his heart for Christ. And this is the great motive for service in the New Testament. Now, in the Old Testament, people were commanded to do certain things and commanded not to do certain other things, and there were certain rewards and punishments connected with their behavior. But the people failed utterly. And that's why sacrifices were introduced. They had to bring a sacrifice for their sins, for they failed. And those who really got to know the Lord in the Old Testament, men like David and Daniel and various ones, these people did what they did out of love to the Lord. And so it is in the New Testament. When a person is really born of God, he does for the Lord what he can because he loves Him. We love Him, says 1 John, because He first loved us. And this love for the Lord leads us to do things to please Him. As he says in the first chapter of Colossians in verse 10, in the Revised Version, it reads, anticipating His pleasure, doing what we do because we love the Lord and want to please Him. But he said to these people, with all of your religion, you wouldn't even shut the doors for nothing. With all of your religion, you wouldn't even kindle a fire on my altar for nothing. What a sad commentary on the condition of the human heart when there is no love for God. Now, the law commanded that we should love the Lord our God with all our soul, might, mind, and strength. But we don't do it until we have believed His love for us in giving Christ in our place and the love of Christ in dying for us. Then we love Him in return. Our blessed Lord, we thank Thee for all Thou hast done for us. We thank Thee for loving us, doing all that was needed for our salvation. Help us now to be glad to do what we can out of love for Thee. and save the lost, again we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.